Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have a beautiful morning here in Florida. It's going to be a great weekend. We're going to set maybe some record highs. It's going to be 85 to 90 degrees. It'll be warm. No rain yet, but you know what? This morning driving in, I saw red sky. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Haven't you ever heard red sky in morning, sailors take warning?
Yes.
But there was a red sky this morning, but we're not supposed to be getting any rain.
I have no clue what's going on with the weather. It was 88 degrees yesterday, and I was melting, which I'm not complaining. I think I'd rather, in a way, melt than freeze to death. But however,
it's
so
interesting.
Confused.
But we do need some rain. Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and it's going to be a great show today for you. I'm very excited about our guests, and it's going to be lots of fun. So I'm glad you're with us. Today, you're going to get a chance to go to the Seminole County Garden Expo today. And there's going to be a lot of speakers. You can go and hear Tom McCubbin. He is going to be talking about gardening challenges, what it takes to have a dream garden. And he's going to be on at 11 a.m. this morning. So that if you're going through Tom McCubbin withdrawal, that would be a great place to go hear him.
That's a good idea.
And there's going to be a lot of good clinics out there, ecology and life cycle of a beehive. So if you want to learn about having beehives, that's a great place to go. And then also Tina McIntyre, who's a frequent guest and garden expert, Florida-friendly landscaping agent. She's going to be speaking today and signing her book, Plant This, Not That. And then I am going to be there at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to be talking about designing your dream landscape.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You talking about that.
Oh.
That's awesome.
It's just one of my passions, and I've got so much great information. So if you'd like to come out and see me, this would be wonderful. I would love to meet you. I will have some books with me, my Gardener's Compendium series, so you'll be able to buy some of my books, and I'll sign them for you. But that is going to be – it's going to be a day full of demonstration gardens, organic and butterfly garden, children's activities, how-to clinics, and vendors selling plants. And you can always get great plants at Extension, you know, University of Florida programs. So today it's going to be a great chance to get some plants. And then ask the experts. They're going to have food and entertainment. I don't know what could be more entertainment than Tom McCubbin.
That's what I'm talking about.
But there's going to be a lot of entertainment, and we look forward to seeing you out there. So it starts at 9 o'clock. All sorts of groups are going to be there. The Central Florida African Violet Society, which is very apropos for today. You have to stay tuned. And the Daylily Society, the Fruit Society, the Native Plant Society is going to be there. The Florida Boys Caladiums. Now, don't they sound like they rock?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard them before. On point.
There you go. And then Randy's Bromeliads, the Wildflower Association is going to be there, and a lot of different things. So it's going to go from 9 o'clock until I think about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Please come out and have a great time, and just stop in and let me know that you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. I would love to see your smile and put a face to some of the names of the callers and the texters that we get. So that would be really great. Coming up, I'm going to be talking to Glenna Hancock, part of the Hancock citrus family that goes back generations of agricultural growers in Florida. You may recognize the name Hancock. Growing up in Lake County, I knew the Hancock name and its legacy within the citrus industry in Florida. Her dad was Lake County citrus baron William R. Buster Hancock, who was considered a grower's grower. He was an icon, and he worked thousands of his own acres, and he still took the lead in protecting the other growers' livelihood and standing up for citrus growers in Florida. So he entered the citrus business when he returned home from World War II in 1946. He finished his degree and took over several hundred acres southwest of Leesburg, where he moved in 1961. Now, he eventually had over thousands of acres of citrus in the Lake County area. As you're driving through down to Miami up to Tallahassee, you remember all the citrus groves? Well, Buster Hancock was responsible for the majority of that. But Hancock's activities weren't solely in the citrus groves. He served on local and other state agricultural boards, including two consecutive terms as chairman of the Florida Department of Citrus, and at least 7 years on the Florida Citrus Commission. He was one of the Florida Farm Bureau Foundation pioneers, serving as state director and nearly a decade as secretary. And his experience in the citrus business made him a front runner for the position of U.S. Assistant Secretary of Agriculture during the administration of Jimmy Carter.
If you were lucky to have seen Claremont, Groveland, all that area where all that his groves and stuff were 30 years ago before they built up.
Yep.
It was lucky. It was the most. I'm allergic to orange blossoms. Yeah, thanks, Mom and Dad, for picking Lake County to live in. However, but I enjoy the view, the beauty, the hills
yes, of citrus.
That's it. I mean, there was nothing. Like, I look at older pictures now, and I just look at them, and I just want to hug them because orange trees, citrus trees, grapefruit trees, just they're the most beautiful trees ever, because first you get the green,
yep,
and then you get the orangish or the yellow or whatever you have producing.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And so we're going to be talking to Glenna Hancock, who is Buster's daughter, and she has a passion and a knack for growing African violets. She's amazing. So you're going to love Glenna. Everybody does. And so in the second hour, I have an update on my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour that's going on this June. My dear friend and garden expert extraordinaire, Sally Cunningham, she's going to be joining us, and she's going to let us know how you can get more information on the Brandywine Garden Tour and others in the future. Also, I'm here to answer your gardening questions. This is your chance to get your gardening questions answered. You can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants?
Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I was so excited, Lizzie, about speaking about the Garden Expo at the Seminole County Extension Office.
There you go.
It's going to be at 250 West County Home Road in Sanford, Florida. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can check it out. Thank you for all the texters who reminded me that I've got to be awake. I'm not awake.
You have the best listeners. I love them.
It's going to be wonderful. African violets, the history of them, they're in the Gesneriad family. You can say a Gesneriad family or Gesneriad family. And it's got over 100 genera in it with 2,000 species. They're just an incredible, incredible family. And it's you can find species like Mona Lavender, Cape Primrose, in this family, gloxinias, which are gorgeous, the lipstick plant, and the goldfish plant. And so I was just, Glenna Hancock, she posts the most wonderful African violet photographs on her Facebook page. And so I just said to Glenna, can I come by and, can you come on Better Lawns and Gardens and tell people how you grow such beautiful African violets. And so good morning, Glenna. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, we're doing well.
Well, we first met when you were building your home in Winter Park, which you designed mm-hmm. to resemble your childhood home.
Well, I remodeled a house that I owned in Winter Park, and I decided if I couldn't stay in Lake County on the farm there, I would just turn my house in Winter Park into a farmhouse.
And you did, and it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Now you helped me plan my yard.
I know.
I'm very appreciative.
It's just a gorgeous yard. It makes me smile every time I come by. And so you come from a long legacy of Florida agriculture. And I mentioned a little bit about your dad, but I mentioned all of his great works. But tell us a little bit about the Hancock Citrus family.
Well, both my parents are from North Florida, Jefferson County, and our family's been in the state for many generations. But both of them came from agrarian beginnings. My dad's mother was a real Florida farm woman. And my mother's dad, although he was a country doctor, grew amaryllis bulbs to supplement their income because back then and through the Depression, people didn't have a lot of money. So I come from agriculture, and of course, my family loved it. My dad got into the citrus industry after World War II. He and Mama married and came to Central Florida, and we grew citrus my whole life. So we took care of orange trees, and we had a little bit of cattle, and then my mother loved flowers. So we're always growing something.
I know. You love to garden, and, you come by it honestly. But tell us about your mother's love of gardening. What did she grow?
Well, mother loved flowers, and she loved flowers. My daddy's mother, they lived near us the end of their life. They came to Leesburg and lived near us. And, of course, Grandma Hancock always wanted to have a garden and have her chickens. She'd feed you, and mother would bring you a bouquet. And mother loved to dig in the dirt. She had a little sign in her garden that I have now that says that you're nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth. And I believe that. There's just something very just very spiritual about being in a garden.
Oh,
The beauty of God's beauty is just on display. So I love camellias. That's my favorite flower. I love hydrangeas. I just love all the old Southern flowers. And the way I started in violets is that was my mother's hobby when her children left home.
And so you told me that she took care of them like they were children.
Well, her children grew up on her, and so she needed something to take care of. But I think it just kind of evolved. I don't know if someone gave her a violet or she bought a violet. I'm not quite sure how it started. I can't remember. But I just know that eventually she had numerous plants, and she would tend them every day like they were her child. And of course they would bloom for her, and they were just beautiful. And so I kind of inherited that from her.
So what do African violets need to thrive?
Well, they need bright light, bright indirect, a good strong bright window. They need the right amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
And a little fertilizer from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
People think they're difficult to grow, but they're really not. They've got pots now that are just so easy to grow them in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I love to propagate them, grow a new plant, and give them to people for birthdays and Christmas and special occasions.
I'll take one.
Well, I'll bring you one. I got four in my kitchen window right now.
Love that.
Okay, so now you showed me yesterday how you propagate them, but let's talk about the watering and the African violet pots. You know, I think the majority of people know that African violets don't like to have water on their leaves. So how do these African violet pots work?
Okay, well, I'm not an expert. I'm just a hobby person. But my advice to people is to get a violet pot, and you can get them online. You can get them at nursery stores. And basically, it is a pot within a pot.
Right. They nest
and
together.
And the top pot that sits down in the bottom pot, the bottom of that internal pot is porous, so it can drink water. You put the water in the bottom pot, and then the insert pot then drinks it up. And to me, they're very forgiving. Violet, I sprinkle my violets from time to time because mm-hmm. their leaves can get dust on them and things like that. As long as you take a little towel and just don't leave any standing water on the leaf.
Right.
But this way, it does drink from the bottom, and it drinks within that pot. They're easy to grow that way. And then you just need a good, strong window. I don't find that lamps do. Lamps won't make them bloom like natural light.
Right. And you have blinds on your lights, and so you adjust them during the day sometimes to get them a little bit more or a little bit less.
My violets are basically in my bedroom on my great-grandmother's ironing board.
It does. It looks so cool. It's a wooden iron board, Lizzie. You just see it.
And they're in a southern exposure window. So I get bright light all day long through that window. And I let the violets have full direct light, but it's diffused because it's diffused through the window, through the screen, but it's bright. And then around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then I'll just put the blind up so it deflects a little bit. And my violets have bloomed more profusely in that window than they've ever produced anywhere else.
That's wonderful. Now, real quickly, because we're running out of time, tell us how you propagate. I was fascinated with you showing me yesterday.
Very easy.
And I've, and what I want to say is I'm going to be posting the pictures of the steps later on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. So tell us how you do it.
You just simply clip a healthy leaf with a stem about 2 inches, and it's got to be firm, you know, healthy and firm and green. Just clip it off the mother plant, take that leaf and put it in a little tiny vial of water and keep the tip of that leaf in the water. It's going to take probably a couple of weeks, and it's going to grow a nice root base for you on that leaf. When it's got some substantial leaves, or roots rather, then I take it and I have these tiny little grow cups that hold a couple of ounces of dirt. And then I plant the leaf with the roots in that little pot, and I wait another 3 or 4 weeks, and it will grow me a new plant. And when those little leaves start to grow up, you let them get some size on them, and then you can move them to a violet pot. The main thing to remember about violets, I think, is that they like to be tight. They like to kind of be not root bound, but don't put them in a huge pot. You know, let them. They grow very well, kind of tight in their root system.
Wonderful.
That is.
It's very easy.
And that, you know, that sounds a lot easier than a lot of people because they're very intimidated with that. And so that's some good information.
Wait till you see the photographs. Mm-hmm.
What's so special? I have a friend in Leesburg whose daughter named my friend's first grandchild, Violet. So the day little Violet was born and my friend Gail posted the picture, I cut a leaf, 2 leaves, and rooted 2 plants, one for Grandma and one for baby Violet. And that's what I gave them for their baby gift. And Gail told me that her mother had grown violets. See, that generation, my mother was born in 1920, and that generation loved African violets.
Yeah, and I'm just so fascinated by it, but your violets are amazing. If you want to go on Facebook page, you can see Glenna Hancock's African violets, but I'm going to post them on Better Lawns and Gardens later today. And Glenna, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. You're
so
just
welcome.
Dear. I will tell you that the Hancock legacy has expanded now from citrus and camellias to African violets. And so I think you're going to create a whole generation now of people who would love to try to grow African violets because it is an easy thing to do.
And they're so beautiful.
They are.
They're just so beautiful. So many colors.
There you go. Glenna, thank you so much
thanks for having me.
You're welcome, hon. You have a great weekend.
All righty. You too.
Bye-bye. I love Glenna.
She just needs to come to my house and just read me stories because I love her accent. And I'm going to say she is not from Florida. I'm sorry. That accent, I know she's from North Florida, so you kind of get that Alabama,
that lower,
Georgia.
Lower
yeah.
She's from L.A.
Yeah. Love her voice. I love the knowledge that she has. And, you know, the orchids, they can be very, very intimidating. I know that if I wanted something to die, I would just give it to my mom when she was alive. So, yeah. But that... Excellent.
Well, she's inspired me, so I'm going to grab a couple of African violets. I'm going to post pictures on how to propagate them. So we're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question. We have Jean waiting from Winter Park, so just hang on, Jean. We're going to be right to you. Just dial 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author, and I love to help people with their gardening questions. You're welcome to give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we have exactly someone who did just that, Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Teresa. I have...
or I'm attempting to have a garden in the large plastic tree containers.
Sure.
The real big sized. And I've done this before, but I wasn't able to do it last year. I have old soil that's in there. What I've done is gone in and turned it and taken out any roots, old roots or anything like that. And what I want to ask you, I wanted to put in cow manure and some, I have the potting soil from Lucas that has all the ingredients. And then I was going to use some garden, just a regular fresh garden soil that you can pick up. I'm wondering, is this okay to continue on out by using the old soil? It'll be about 2/3 of that, and then the rest will be the new components.
I think adding black cow and Lucas soil and all of the organic amendments, I think that's just fine. Good process. Mm-hmm.
And a couple weeks ago, you were gracious enough to give me the name of a plant that I stupidly did not write it down. I described it. It's tall. It has good-sized leaves on it, and it has a red pyramid of flowers.
Oh, the pagoda plant.
Pagoda. All right.
Pagoda. Great. It's a type of clerodendron. Yes.
Okay, pagoda. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jean. Thank you for calling and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. All right, great. Thank you so much, Lizzie. We have a texter who says, excellent African violet advice. It was, wasn't it? Just Glenna is just amazing. Where can I buy African violets around the Orlando area? And they're very hard to find around here anymore. Well, I think you can find them. I think, like, you know, your Appenberry's nursery in Orlando has them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find them at most nurseries. And I even think the box stores, you know, if you look over in their succulent and their cactus section, you can find African violets. But then also, too, you know, you can find them even at grocery stores.
Do they have a regular violet or are they all African?
They're all African violets. They're just different varieties.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so different colors, and some of the petals are lacy. Some of them are large. And
I've seen the lacies, and I'm one of those people. Did you ever hear where they don't like circles like that are in a row or
yes,
dots and
yes.
stuff? When I see that, I freak out. I'm just like, ah.
Okay, don't get that one then.
Okay, I'll get the other one then.
Okay, and so then we have someone who's calling in or texting in and says, I'm sure you said this in recent shows, but is it time to trim back hibiscus? And she said that I believe it's in February and August, if I remember correctly. Yes, you did. So you can cut them back now, okay? And, you can cut them back to 3 to 4 feet. They'll be just fine, or 3 feet. And then, again, I would just say just to keep control of the height. And give it some, you know, make it kind of dense inside, you can cut them again in August. And then that way they're not 12 feet tall or 10 feet tall the time winter's here. So if you cut them in February and then at the end of the summertime, about 3 months before freeze, and that'll give it time to flush back out again. And then also it'll be nice and thick. All right, 1-888-455-2967. This is your time to get your questions answered. And then you can also text at 23680. Where can I plant them in Central Florida? You got to give me more information than that.
Maybe they're talking about the orchids, since that's what our
sub. You mean the African violets?
There you go. That's it.
Where can I plant them? Well, the African violets grow in pots. They're an indoor houseplant. They cannot take full sun, and they don't like, you know, bright light overhead. So indirect lighting from a south window is perfect. Mm. And even in the south window, if it's getting too much light, you can just put shades up or a little screen and just to, you know, protect it. But they like bright indirect light inside the house.
Did I really call them orchids?
You did twice. But that's okay. It's you're good here.
Please forgive me.
That's okay. I knew what you meant. You know, I knew what you meant. And so African violets don't get planted outside. And it's the same for the whole family of gesneriads. There you go, gesneriads. They gloxinias, Mona lavenders. They like porches. They like, you know, sunrooms. Things that don't have overhead full sun.
Mm-hmm.
So they like partial shade. All right. So I wanted to just kind of do not a homage, but just a kind of solidarity with Ukraine. And I wanted to, I posted on Better Lawns and Gardens, this is where sunflowers came from, was the Ukraine.
Really?
And you know, sunflowers, that big Russian sunflowers.
Like the mammoth ones?
The mammoth ones comes from Ukraine. And that's where we originally got our sunflowers from. And so, but I posted that already, and I'm going to post this too as well. But the viburnum tree, viburnum shrub, is their national symbol of Ukraine. And the viburnum fruit is called Kalina, and it's considered a national symbol. It's derived from Russian language from Kalit or Raskalyat, which means to make red hot. And the red fiery color of the berries represents beauty in the Ukrainian culture. And together with sweet raspberries, it symbolizes the passionate love of a beautiful maiden. Since berries are an erotic symbol in Russia and the Ukraine. So the name of the Russian song Kalinka is a diminutive of Kalina. It's also an important symbol of Russian national ornamental wood painting, handcraft style, called Koklahoma. Koklahoma, yes. Members of the bush can be found throughout Ukrainian folklore, such as songs, picturesque art, Ukrainian embroidery, which is amazing. If you look on their clothing, their costumes is just beautiful. And the Shervona Kalina is the anthem of the Ukrainian army. Its symbolic roots can be traced to the Slavic paganism of millennia ago. And according to legend, Kalina was associated with the birth of the universe. So it's often depicted, Kalina is often depicted on Ukrainian embroidery, towels, and shirts. And it's just represents the beauty of a young lady. So
I love that.
Ukraine is all in all our thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So stay strong. So we appreciate that. We're going to be talking about hydrangeas in just a minute. And we've got a lot of time to take your questions and answers. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida law requires you to remain at the scene of a crash and to call for help. Leaving the scene is a felony offense that includes losing your license and possible jail time. After a crash, stay at the scene, call for assistance, and wait for first responders to arrive. If you have information on a hit-and-run crash, report it by calling STAR FHP or anonymously to Crime Stoppers at STAR 8477. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
One of the tragedies of modern life is the plight of homeless people who literally have no place to call their own. Yet even those of us who have homes are really homeless without Jesus. You see, every material thing we possess is temporary. We leave it all behind when we die. But the good news is for followers of Jesus, homeowner or homeless, we can inherit a permanent home called heaven. Jesus promised that he was going to go there to prepare our eternal home, a home which cannot be lost. It is ours to receive when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. When you die, will you have a home or will you be homeless? The choice is yours. It's yours by accepting the free gift of salvation and eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Where is your eternal home? Is your heart homeless? Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click on About Us to find out how to know Jesus. Don't wait. Do it today. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Monopoly utility companies are trying to make it harder for Florida families to install rooftop solar panels. These special interests are lobbying for short-sighted legislation that would destroy your ability to take control of your utility bills by using rooftop solar. Taking this right away from Floridians will put small businesses out of work and increase costs for homeowners. Tell state legislators they serve us, not the big power companies. Take action at FloridaUtilityScam.org. Sponsored by Florida Conservation Voters.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for listening. If you miss any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, like today you're going to go to the Extension office, or you're not going to go to this, or you're going to go to the Seminole County Garden Expo and you're not going to be able to hear all the show, well, you can come back and you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and listen to it, or you can hear it on Audio Boom, iHeart, iTunes, a whole bunch of different podcasts.
You are everywhere.
I'm everywhere. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens and Teresa Watkins, and you'll find it. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Hey, I got a question about, you guys were talking about oak leaves, you know?
Uh-huh.
I got live oak leaves all over. I just picked them all up off the front.
Okay, well, those are dead oak leaves. Okay, just one.
Pardon me?
Those are dead oak leaves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Roy,
yeah,
just roll with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the dead ones. They're laying all over the grass.
Uh-huh.
So I've been putting them in the compost, and is that good? I know you said to use them for mulch around the shrubs.
You can, and it's good for the compost. Yeah, it's wonderful for the compost.
Great. And then I got a few of my vegetable beds turned over, getting ready to plant.
Okay.
I could probably spread them in and rake them in the soil for the vegetable plant beds.
You could. You're talking about the ones that you're just collecting now?
Yeah.
I would prefer to go ahead and put them in the compost pile. But that's just
super.
Me. If you do put them in your vegetable bed, it's not going to hurt it. I just like to put them, you know, because you need a lot of different organic material in your compost pile, and adding the oak leaves to it and letting it decompose there rather than putting them in the garden. It's, you know, I prefer it in the compost pile first.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Okay, super.
I have one quick question too. You
sure.
were talking about that not in my backyard for to
yeah,
get rid
NIMBY.
Of squirrels.
Uh-huh.
Is that a spray or a granular, or what is that? Do you know?
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid?
Mm-hmm. Liquid spray.
Do I spray it on the ground or in the bird seed? Or?
Well, you got to follow the instructions. So it just depends on which kind, you know, what kind of product you get. So go
yeah.
ahead and read the product and follow the instructions.
Does that keep other, like, moles and mice and rats away too, or is it just for squirrels?
Well, it's just for squirrels. Squirrels don't like the pepper, the capsaicin, and they don't like the pepper, and birds do. So, you know, it doesn't affect them.
Okay, because I tried a couple places. They want to know, is it a spray or what is it? And I tried, like, the Lowe's,
yeah.
Walmart,
well,
Ace Hardware.
You know, right now it's difficult to find a lot of products on the shelf. So, you know, so I would just go NIMBY, not in my backyard, and put squirrel deterrent and go to the company's webpage.
Okay.
Okay, and see where they look. I mean, again, it's just a difficult time to find a lot of different products right now.
Great.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening, Roy. Call back again. All right, let's. Where can I plant hydrangeas? You can plant hydrangeas in partial sun to maybe morning sun, full morning sun, and they need moist soils or mesic soil, so a lot of organic material, and they need to have consistent watering, which means you don't overwater, but once a week they're going to need to have water. They need that mesic soil. They need rainfall, okay? And so that and good fertilizer, they're going to do just fine for you. Now, hydrangeas are deciduous. They do go dormant in the wintertime, but they get this beautiful red fall color, especially the oak leaf hydrangea, which is native to Florida, does beautifully. So, yes, so you can plant hydrangeas, acidic soils, depending on what color you want. And, you know, you want the blues and the pinks, but mostly I see the purples because it's mainly a neutral soil that people plant them in. And the purple hydrangeas, the oak leaf hydrangea is creamy white, is gorgeous. And make sure that they get in everything they need, the nutrients and stuff.
So does your nutrients change the color of them?
Well, the nutrients can change the color. Yeah, well, it's not the nutrients, it's the pH of the soil.
Okay.
Okay, and so the pH, if it's very acidic, they will be bright blue. And if it's alkaline, they'll be pink. And if it's in kind of in the middle, 5.5 to 6, they're going to be purple.
Okay, I love that. And that just made my brain hurt all at the same time. We'll have to hire you to come out.
So it just, you know, kind of depends because, you know, I got the everlasting blue for Glenna for her, for her home. She wanted the blue hydrangeas. And I'm just telling you, it was so tough because they were in the ground and they just kept being purple. And we wanted the blue. And so she had to give them acidic fertilizer. Right. We had to get that pH correct. And so eventually they did change to the blue.
I love that. I love that you can actually change the color based on its chemistry.
Sure. Isn't that wonderful? It's kind of like a pH, you know, those little pH sticks that you can get. Very cool. All right. So give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I want to remind everybody that Tom McCubbin is going to be speaking this afternoon at, he'll be this morning at 11 o'clock. He's going to be at the UF IFAS Extension Office in Seminole County. It's in Sanford on 250 West County Home Road. The Garden Expo goes from 9 o'clock until 3, and they have clinics starting at 9:30 all the way through. I will be the last talk of the day at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be talking about designing your dream landscape. I will also have a few of my books available for purchase, A Gardener's Compendium, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. If you'd like to have one of those, I will sign them for you. But you can go by and just have a great time. They're going to have children's activities, how-to clinics. You'll be able to buy plants and garden-related products. There's going to be food and entertainment and so much more. So it's a great opportunity to go. It is free, and there's going to be so many different societies there. If you have a good question, and you can ask it now, but the African Violet Society is going to be there. The Daylily Society is going to be there. The Fruit Society is going to be there. It's going to be a wonderful day. Let's go to Nick in Winter Garden. Good morning, Nick. How can I help? Good morning, Nick.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am good, Nick. How can I help you?
I have two questions to ask you.
Okay.
And the first one's a tough one, but I'm sure you've been to SeaWorld, correct?
I have been.
Now, if you go over to the dolphin area, there's a shrub that Home Depot and Lowell sell, and I don't have the name of it, but it's got like an olive-shaped leaf, and it's, you know, a green. It's a beautiful shrub, and they can get big. And on the on the description in the stores, they said you could plant them 15 feet apart. And that doesn't seem, that seems an awful lot of distance for it to, you know, all merge in to have a hedge.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I wish that. And they're over by that, like I said, that dolphin area where all the dolphins are, and they have a...
Well, that doesn't help me. I remember the dolphins, but I don't remember the landscape. I wish daughter-in-law was listening, because she takes the kids to SeaWorld all the time, and she'll say, oh, I've got a picture of that. You don't have a picture of it?
I did have a picture of it, but of course, I'm one of those guys that I get rid of things, email.
There you go.
My wife gets mad at me because she'll text me something important, and I just delete it, and I'll go, hey, what was that thing again?
Okay, so there's a number of different shrubs that kind of fit that description. Plant 15 feet apart. It could be viburnums. It could be a ligustrums. It could be podocarpus. It could be sea grapes. There's a number of different plants that fit that width that you need. They get very large. So if you can get a description, or if somebody's been to SeaWorld lately and they can, they know exactly right around the dolphin area what they have planted, you can give me a text and, help me out there.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And you have another quick question?
The other quick question is what is the best fertilizer for a little gem?
A little gem, you want a balanced fertilizer. You can use a 666, an 888, a 10-10-10. Citrus does not need to have fancy fertilizers. They just need a balanced one that gives them the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And then important is the micronutrients. So look for a balanced fertilizer that gives you the boron, the manganese, the zinc, the copper, all of the micronutrients, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nick. And if we find out what that is, we'll let you know. Okay, we've got more text messages coming. We have one of my favorite garden design book authors, the award-winning Buffalo Style Gardens, Sally Cunningham. She's sharing her garden knowledge. So we are going to have her. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.